There are nearly 1,500 barrels in at least three dump sites between Duluth and Knife River, Minnesota. The Army Corps of Engineers was ordered by the DOD to dump the barrels between 1958 and 1962 because they held secret munitions parts. Last year, contractors for the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa raised 25 barrels. They discovered that 22 of those 55-gallon drums held 15,000 flash drive-sized cluster bomb detonators. Because these still live explosives could go off, contractors wrapped each barrel in overpacks and returned them to Lake Superior's bottom. Now Red Cliff says it'll remove those barrels so they can examine their contents. In a news conference last March, Tribal Chairwoman Rose Gurnow-Sawyer said this recovery is part of their mission to protect the ceded territory, including Western Lake Superior.
We feel dedicated to do that, dedicated to the cause of seeing what's in those barrels, seeing if it's harmful to our lake, to the environment, to our wildlife, to our eagles, and just to people who recreate in the lake if they ingest water.
In a recent email to Wisconsin Public Radio, Red Cliff says a preliminary report shows that the three non-hazardous barrels recovered are no threat to the water or fish consumption, but a final report won't be ready until next May. There is no plan to remove other barrels, but they say that may change. So far, the DOD has paid Red Cliff $3.3 million to locate, remove, and study the barrels. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.